Rajab Mohandis, Executive Director for local NGO Organization for Responsive Governance, says citizens continue to suffer on daily basis 2 years after partners in the unity government signed the peace deal. According to the United Nations' latest humanitarian report, 7.5 million people across the country are in need of aid. Mohandis says people generally believe the agreement has not changed their situation.
Most of the conditions have remained largely the same throughout, and in that regard, the issue of insecurity and the issue of economic hardships in the country, and this is even worsening in a way. As it stands now.
Over the past 2 years, Mohandis says South Sudanese leaders have done little to establish a system of governance that respects the rule of law, human rights, diversity, and human dignity. He says the parties are focused more on how much they as individuals can benefit from the deal rather than serving citizens. Mohandis says South Sudanese should tell the parties to employ the same vigor with which they fought each other to implement the peace deal.
The people who bear these challenges need to speak out to these parties that we cannot continue like this as a country, and that is very important. And that includes all of us, civil society, religious leaders, the intellectuals of this country, community leaders should actually speak out to these parties that this situation must stop. We can't continue like this as a country.
Mohandis says the slow pace of implementing the agreement indicates the party leaders are trying to block implementation of key reforms in order to buy time.
Full implementation of this agreement would mean a lot of reforms, and many seem to fear these reforms because these reforms might tamper with their political powers and control over resources of this country.
Chapter 4 of the peace deal mandates a complete review of key financial institutions in the country, including the Central Bank, the Ministry of Finance, the Anti-Corruption Commission, and a National Audit Chamber. It also calls for the establishment of new national institutions such as a public procurement and asset disposal authority, a healthcare support fund, and a support fund for students. Chapter 5 of the agreement also calls for the formation of a hybrid court by the African Union Commission, which has yet to be established. The court is supposed to investigate and prosecute individuals bearing responsibility for human rights violations committed from December 15, 2013 through the end of the transitional period. Activist Akoch Ajang, head of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, which took part in the IGAD-led peace talks, says the parties are dragging their feet.
Without us coming out and actually make a pressure to the parties, to the agreement, this agreement will not be implemented.
Ajang says a continuous lack of political will and a mistrust among the parties remains a big obstacle to carrying out the agreement. Ajang says citizens should disown leaders who are spoilers of the peace process.
Any sanction from international communities, from the region, will not even work, actually. And this is the reality. The only way is that the people of South Sudan themselves, we are the one to sanction those leaders who are not willing to work with the people of South Sudan by avoiding them.
The parties have so far implemented parts of Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 of the agreement, which call for the formation of a transitional government, the appointment of governors for the agreed-to number of states, and a joint integration of all different armed forces into a national force. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.